Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I wanted to talk a little bit about the
the dating apps.
No. I wanted to talk now about the September. January 6th.
Okay. Yeah. Can't change up topics on me.
No, I'm changing up topics because I got a guest in the next hour. So anyway, I was watching a little bit of what took place, and it is amazing to me that the vice president, then Vice President of the United States, were 40 feet away from getting their hands on him, and the threats that they made to do something to harm him. And I, for the life of me, cannot understand that when you find out that those threats were made and that people got that close to the Vice President of the United States and made those kinds of threats, that at the end of all of this, somebody doesn't go to jail for a very, very, very long time. And I'm talking about the Proud Boys who made the threats. I'm talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about all of that took place. And now, after all of this time, it's coming out that was basically they've done the January 6th committee that has done a great job of digging through all of this. And at the end of, the Yellow Brick Road, if Donald Trump doesn't pay the ultimate price for this, it means that he's above the law. And anytime there's in a nation like this that prides itself supposedly on law and order, and especially those people on the right, to have heard this and seen this, for what it is, and then if at the end of it there aren't some serious, serious jail time, and the fact that it's out there for the whole world to see, if again at the end of this these people don't pay the ultimate price, then I don't think this country can ever be taken seriously again. If Donald Trump walks after this, let alone not becoming the nominee or becoming the nominee for the Republicans to run in 2024, there's no reason, rhyme or reason, that anybody should take our government seriously again. I know I won't ever, because I don't care who it is. No one man should ever rise above what the Constitution of the United States is supposed to mean. But I got a sneaking suspicion that Donald Trump is going to get off scot-free because we don't have the courage. It's almost like, Donald Trump is bigger than the United States government. And how can that be? How can people still be fearing Donald Trump? What can he do to them? You know, it's not like he has the ability or the power to do something to harm their families. Who is he? He's not the president of the United States anymore. You know, is it because he's a Dunn? And you know, in this country, what they've done to Dunns. You know, I'm not saying there aren't Dunns that still exist. But if they are, they're in the darkness. They're certainly not out in the open. They come out after the streetlights go off. But to have one out in the open really challenges, you know, this nation at its core. They threatened to kill the vice president of the United States. Kill him. Outright. Do you know if another nation made that threat, there'd be serious consequences to that nation? We would not tolerate that. Well, why are we tolerating this? Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican shouldn't matter. Many of us didn't know the depth of what took place January 6th. We just did not know. But now that we do know, and again, this is only the third round, the more they delve into this, the more outrage the American people should be, and the Congress and the Senate, who are aware of these things. Why is this man walking around demanding an equal opportunity to speak before the panel and demanding that he's able to talk about how the election was stolen? He's not deserving of any time. Not the president of the United States anymore. He's an American citizen. And even though that's in his mind, that he is somebody other than that, he's not. He's an American citizen. And based on all the things that he's done, I would say barely a free American citizen. He should be locked up now. Well, I want to have a conversation. I demand equal time. Oh, you're demanding. You're nobody. You're just like, you know, me and Sam. Oh, I'm sorry, Sam.
Hey, it's true.
Hey, I mean, who are we going to go and demand something?
Mm-mm.
No, he's nobody. And so in his mind and to his followers, they still believe he's somebody special. And that's why, in the end, they need to put that to rest. They need to do what's necessary to put that criminal behind bars so there won't ever be another who will attempt to do what he did. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.